Hey guys, welcome back. How are you doing?
Self-isolating as always.
Alex?
Good, yeah.
Yeah. So, what have you guys been up to?
Chilling. Pretty depressed, actually, because you guys know BuzzFeed Unsolved?
This is
their final season today.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
It's no one's gonna beat Ryan and Shane. I wanna see what they come up with next. I'm curious.
Well,
they're
such
good hosts.
Honestly, I think they're gonna do their own thing. Just not called BuzzFeed Unsolved, but I think it's gonna be similar. I don't know, that's just a theory. Because I hear the people over at BuzzFeed are not that kind.
Yes, I have heard that in the grapevine, in the forum posts of old.
So yeah, kind of depressing too, because I binged watched the whole, like, I was like, when they announced it, I was like watching like all the other ones. I'm like, damn, these guys are so fucking interesting when they're doing this.
Yeah. Like,
fuck.
It's such good chemistry, and they've always done a really good chunk of research. So, well, I mean, whatever they do, I'll be interested in it. I'll need to watch that final season properly now.
It premieres tonight. I don't know what it's three p.m. Pacific time. So I'm gonna guess that's 8 o'clock here, eight or nine.
Yeah, I'll take a look into it. It's my day off.
So I'll take a look into it.
So let's just skip to the nonsense. Have you guys watched the new episode of Loki?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh.
Alright, well, you can either listen in or ditch now, because I want to spoil it. I want to talk about it. Keelan, what did you think?
I thought it was very good. I had a feeling they were going to go the spoilers, by the way, but with the female route. I don't know why. I just had a feeling that was going to happen, and I think it works.
Oh, I think it works well.
I think that actress plays, in my opinion, it feels like she plays that part good, but I haven't seen her fully as Loki yet, so it's sort of, you know. But
yeah,
her look looks good. Also, I just thought the whole scene where Loki was doing the whole Mr. Detective shit, going through all, I thought that shit was awesome, because it just shows that he can be better than Mobius at his job if he wanted.
Oh, yeah.
If he wanted to, it's just the motivation, you know.
It was a wild episode, man. It's so well written and so well acted out.
Oh, it's fucking phenomenal. And I'm curious to see where the next episode goes, because, like, did Loki chase after her, or did Loki follow her, you know? Like what?
I'll be honest, I think he's followed her right now, but I think that's going to change closer to the end. And I have another theory, and you might not like me for this, but see when he's looking through the paperwork for Ragnarok on Asgard.
Yeah.
And how it mentions that it went off the timeline for like 2 minutes something.
Yeah.
I think that's where the end of the show is going to come. Like, I think he's going to go there and, like, do something. I don't know what specifically, but I think he's going to save some people or something and manage to find a loophole to keep it going.
So you think that he's going to let Ragnarok happen but save the people from dying by Ragnarok?
Essentially, yeah. Or he might, like, keep his mum alive, like, revive her or something, and then use Ragnarok to rescue her. But I've got a feeling it's to do with Ragnarok. Just because when it shows us the piece of paperwork and it says off time by like 2 minutes something, but it was not investigated. And I was like, huh, you know, that's suspicious right there. That's super sus, bro. So
I'm curious to see where it goes, because right now, like, I have no, like, normally I would have like an idea or a theory, but right now I have nothing. Like, I don't know where it's gonna go from here. It could go anywhere.
I'm curious where it goes, and I'm curious what this Loki wants, because I'm not sure what she's planning, really.
Do you think, like, she's gonna die?
I think she's gonna end up being killed, or she's gonna be the one that starts the secret wars. I it might be linked into the secret wars there. But
you really have hope for the secret wars.
I don't know why, but in my head, we're definitely stuck with secret wars at the end of this. This is what it goes into.
I wouldn't put it off the table,
because I just think it opens up so many more avenues for them to just play around and do different timeline stories with different actors. Like, Tony Stark could be anybody. Like, it doesn't matter. Oh,
no, I don't think anyone is going to replace Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark. I don't think anyone in the world has that, you know, that charm and that, you know.
Our Iron Man will be, he's funny, the general. Fuck, have I forgotten it? It was his name. The one that's, fuck, why have I forgotten their names? He's the black dude that the actors were changed out after Iron Man 1.
Rhodey.
It might be a timeline where he's Iron Man and Tony's just like the tech guy.
Oh, that role reversal.
Is that what it's called?
Well, is that what you're saying? Like, where they swap roles?
Oh, role reversal. Like, yeah, I thought that was one big word that you'd put together. I was like,
no, because what? No.
But no. Oh, I'm curious. I'm pretty sure it's gonna lead all to Secret Wars again, man. I'm determined with this theory.
I'm all for characters, like, well, I don't know if I'm all for it, but, like, if they start bringing characters back from the dead, it's like, well, what was the point in this movie and that movie? You know what I mean? Like,
it's the Secret Wars is the point. Yeah, it's all led to this. Well, we'll see. Because I'm not too sure. I'm just determined, man. Fuck. What else? What else happened in this episode? Just the judge grabbing her.
She grabs
her stick. I don't know what the stick's called.
The baton.
Baton, yeah. Baton. She grabs that and goes to action. You know.
Yeah, she, it looks like she's getting ready to fuck some shit up.
Yeah. Do you think
I wonder what's gonna happen to Mobius. Like, is he gonna get like fucked over or fired because he was like, oh, trust me, Loki's got this, and then Loki ran away.
I think it's gonna be one of those moments where Mobius's like life or death situation and Loki's like, ha ha, psych, I saved you. I'm such a good mischievous fucking god. But I think that'll be what happens with him, and they'll have that like friendship moment. But who knows.
I loved how whenever Loki did find out about the you know, how she was going back in time and not messing with the timeline, and it was all like disasters. I love how when they went to Pompeii and Loki's like, oh yeah, I'm the god here, bitch. And he's like letting the goats run free. He's like, yeah.
The world's gonna end. You're all gonna die. Fucking,
no,
yeah,
fucks given.
I did love the contrast and thing, but I can completely imagine Owen Wilson breaking into laughter there.
Oh, yeah.
Take.
Yeah.
Because if I was the director, I'd be like, right, okay, what you want to do, Tom, is you just want to go wild. You do whatever the fuck you want. But it's got to involve the goats. Like, that would be my direction there.
But, yeah. Fucking hell, what an episode, man.
Overall, what an episode. I think this is the best Marvel show. I don't want to say it's better than Mandalorian, because I don't really know yet. But so far, it's the best Marvel.
You're enjoying it more than the Bucky and...
Yeah, but I enjoyed those as well. Like, I enjoyed those, but with this, it's different. It's like, oh, fuck, I really cannot wait. Like, I could, like, I was patient with, you know, the rest, but with this, it's like, oh my god, I want them now. Like, I need more.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you wish was a movie instead of a... Yeah. Well, honestly, to the length of it, you can get so much more out of it. So, you know, I don't know. It's just so good. I wish it came out like twice a week instead.
Yeah.
But damn, like, fucking hell, I just can't wait. It's good.
10 out of 10 show.
Yeah.
Second episode.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Fuck. I don't know if there's anything else I want to talk about it.
I think we pretty much covered the main thing of that episode anyway. Of that episode.
True. All right. Well, I guess I'll invite Alex back into the call, because he just completely hung up.
Sweet. I have Star Wars news that I'd like to share, but I don't know.
Is this about the open world game that they're doing?
No, it's about the TV shows coming up.
Okay.
A particular actor who is not involved in Kenobi, which is disappointing.
Oh, which actor's that?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson, knew it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was on Jimmy Kimmel, and then like he was like, yeah, he's not in it, and then he said they don't have enough money, like he was joking, but like, you know. But also, Mandalorian doesn't start filming till the end of this year, so that means we're not going to get Mandalorian the usual time frame. But the Book of Boba Fett, which is like Mandalorian 2.5, is going to come out this year, at the end of this year. And Kenobi is like nowhere near finished at all.
I saw a picture of him on Ewan McGregor on set, and it's just funny seeing him walking around in his gear again.
Oh yeah, it's like, it's awesome, but it's like both like that, like fuck's sake.
I might get excited when Kenobi comes out, but until then, I think I'm kind of bored of it. I'm like Star Wars as a whole.
I only get excited for like the Mandalorian. Like if tomorrow episode 10 of, like let's say if this decided to make another trilogy, I'd be like, well, you kind of fucked the last trilogy. What's the point? You know. It's kind of.
See, it's not even like that they've done a bad job for me. It's more of just like they've. It's like there's so much that I'm just kind of like, I don't care anymore. Like I'm over it.
I'm still captivated. I mean, Marvel is like 26
show number
movies.
36. I was just kind of like, I'm done now. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch Kenobi just for like the nostalgia of it. That's
for
about
Ewan
it.
McGregor.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm kind of nervous because that woman. Oh fuck! I forget her name. She has like a bit of control onto it, and like her decisions aren't that good. Whereas with the Mandalorian, it's all Jon Favreau. Like that's all his idea. Is it Kathleen Kennedy? Oh fuck, I don't know her name.
I sound familiar, yeah.
Which is like, oh shit, don't fuck this up, because she's doing the new Indiana Jones as well, Indiana Jones 5. fucking Harrison Ford. I don't know if you guys saw the pictures of Harrison Ford wearing the Indiana Jones outfit, but it's like, Jesus. When's this man going to get great?
I need to let that one rest.
Yeah, like, is Harrison Ford still being indie? Because, like, damn, dude.
Yeah, this is the his last hurrah as indie, apparently. Well, according to him.
That's what the last one was meant to be. The one with, like, Shia LaBeouf.
not when you're getting paid lots of money.
You think that's why he's interested? That's the only reason he's doing it anymore?
Yeah.
Well, that's the only reason why he did. That's the only reason why he was in Episode 7 in Star Wars. Because of the money.
Why is he going after money at this point?
Because
he's over shit and he doesn't care anymore.
But I don't think he needs any more money till the end of his life.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't need it, but it's always nice to have.
Yeah, like, Naz, if you're like 50, are you going to turn someone down, like, here's a million quid?
Be like, yeah.
Well, I suppose. Fair enough.
Are you covering your mic up?
Me?
Yeah, it sounded like, like it was like covered or something. I don't know.
No,
that's completely sidetracked. Yeah. If I was a billionaire and someone was like, "Want another $50?" I'd still be like, "Yes, I would."
Yeah, so would I. I'd be like, "Give me that shit."
Yeah, the slightest, but I will take all of it. Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, so. Indy 5, that's a thing. I think it's coming out next year. Might be 2 years, not too sure. But that man ain't retiring anytime soon. He's still making that fucking money.
Oh, damn. Yeah, fair enough. I guess so, yeah. Nothing wrong with making a bit of dough. You know... Fuck, what was I going to say? So, KSI has just released one of the songs from his new album.
Oh.
Yep.
I don't know if you have listened to it or not yet. I presume Keelan hasn't.
I haven't.
I would suggest watching the music video. It's quite an upbeat music video. Honestly, whole different sound to what I expected, but I really liked it. I did really like it. If anything, yeah, it's just a love song. But it's a nice vibe. I really enjoyed it on my walk today. So if you've got 3 minutes, give it a listen.
He's very consistent with his music. Like,
I think he's just consistent on whatever he's focusing on.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Which is exactly what you want to be if you want to be successful in it. He does a good job at just proving that as long as you focus hard on something, then you'll get good at it.
Speaking of KSI inconsistency, his brother Deji lost again.
No shit, because the fucker doesn't train.
Bro, did you see how fat he was?
I did, but that's his own fault. Why the fuck? That's like, right, Alex, I'm gonna fucking box you in like next month. And then you train every day, but I eat like a bag of Watsits every day. It's like, what the fuck?
And I genuinely think he put weight on.
I hate the way people are saying, oh, well, at least he has the balls to go up. Yeah, but that's not the point.
I mean, no, I can agree with that. He had the balls to get in the ring.
Yeah, but, you had the balls to get into the ring, but like knowing that you're gonna lose is kind of sketchy.
Over the fucking shape he was in getting into that ring,
it's sketchy.
Like, I'd be embarrassed getting in that ring, and I don't think I'm anywhere near as bad as. It's embarrassing all round. Only loss of the night. Did you see the Gibb fight by any chance?
Mayor knows.
Keelan, you. Did you watch?
I watched the highlights, not the full fight. I watched the highlights.
Okay.
It was very clear that he was robbed.
Oh, watch the full fight. Well, I'll be honest, you probably don't need to, because that entire fight is a highlight for him. He fucking ruined the other guy. I can't even remember the other dude's name. Something McBroom, is it? Is that it?
Oh, fuck. I can't even remember what his name was.
Whatever the other dude is. He kicked his fucking ass. Like, handily. And it, the bit that gets me is the fact that the ref at the end looks confused. Like,
yeah, he's like, bruh. He's like, what the fuck?
Sure about that? Like, are you... Draw? All right. And then the other thing that annoys me is they announced it as a majority, a majority draw. So I looked that up because I was curious to know what that meant. Because from what I could tell, based on like the points they gave out, give one. Because it was 49-46, 49-46, 50-45. So from what I could tell, I was like, oh, well, someone had to have won if that's the score.
Yeah.
And is it fuck the other dude? Like, there's no way in hell that he's won to the two of the refs. Maybe one of them's given him for his like defensive whatever that he did. So I looked up a majority draw, and a majority draw means two of the refs feel it should be a draw. And one ref thinks someone clearly won the fight. Which, that's not what the scorecard said. This, according to the scorecard, all three refs believe someone won that fight. So, nothing they did makes sense. The people who hosted the event tweeted about whoever Gibb was fighting winning. And then deleted it when it like they realized, oh, he didn't win. So that's kind of shady. Well, it just everything about that fight was sketch.
I think that they've released something.
They've revoked it. Like, he did win. Like,
yeah,
they revoked the draw. And, like, they gave him the win.
Yeah. Well, they had to.
Right.
Oh, the fucking uproar.
Yeah. After everyone and their dog was like, what the actual fuck is this? I've never seen anything rigged more in my life.
The guy really loses confidence in it.
The guy himself probably knew as well, like, that he didn't even, that was not a draw, like.
Yeah, he must have known, yeah. There's no way he genuinely ended that fight. Like, I get you have to be like, oh, yeah, I won that. There's, you know, that was all me all day, blah, 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 blah. I get you have to do that. Like, you can't come out and be like, no, he won. But, like, there's no way he genuinely came out of that thinking he won. Because my dude got clapped.
100%. I don't like that guy, Bryce Hall. He's another fucking idiot that I don't like.
Literally, I didn't know any of the TikToker dudes. I knew some of the YouTubers.
I only know that guy, Bryce Hall, because his girlfriend was Addison Rae. That's how I know that. And they were on my feed, like, all the time.
I've heard his name before, but that's like in YouTube videos. And I've gone, okay. Cool for him.
Yeah, he's one of those fucking LA fucking I think I'm class type of guy. When in reality he's just a fucking ball bag.
What? No, he's a total legend with his what did they do?
Yeah, they dance for some reason and they get loads of views and sponsorships. Hashtag sponsored, not sponsored.
I wish I could do that.
Same. But we're minorities. We're Irish and Scottish.
Well, I'm a white boy. Oh, it's so hard being white.
So, yeah, relatable.
Speaking of, that reminds me, Bo Burnham released a new special, and I'll be honest, Ryan, have you watched that, actually?
Nope.
All right. I think both of you should watch it. It gets weird.
I think you... I'm not sure if I'm on deja vu, but I think you've spoke about this.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm on the podcast, but it's weird.
Yeah, you were saying how like you have a different view of him now or something because of that special.
I don't think I'll be able to look at him the same. It's, yeah, it gets weird. Honestly, it's him having a breakdown. That is what the special is. It's just him having like a mental breakdown.
That's what puts me off watching it. I just...
Yeah, it sounds like something hard to watch.
It's not... No. It's not hard to watch. It's just, like... It's because it's so weird. It comes across as, like, yeah, the dude just had, like, a mental breakdown and recorded it. And, like, there are some bits that I'm kind of like, oh, that's uncomfortable to watch. But it wasn't, like, ever, like, oh, I really don't like seeing this.
Yeah.
It's just interesting things. I'll go with that.
I haven't seen a really good special on Netflix in a while. I can't remember the last one that I watched.
I don't know either.
It might have been the Adam Sandler one with Chris, where he was like doing the whole. Memorial thing for Chris Farley. I think that was the last one I saw that I really enjoyed. I think
that one was pretty good.
I've recently watched Netflix's Wish Dragon. It's an animated kids movie.
Oh,
it's I recommended it to Alex because it's just really good. It's very tongue in cheek. Program movie. Well, quite a few of the characters are quite tongue in cheek. It's kind of like Aladdin, but if Aladdin was more Chinese, then
wow, that's so racist, you know, man.
Yeah, that's Egyptian. Racist.
I don't actually know where Aladdin takes place now that I think about it.
Agrabah.
Oh yeah. Although I don't think that's a real place now that I think about it.
No, it's not, Ryan.
Yeah. But yeah, it's quite good. It's quite good. It's the first time I've seen Netflix work with a Chinese company as well, which is interesting. Because I've seen them work with European companies, American companies, but this is the first one that I've seen them work with some Chinese companies, so it turned out not bad. Quite good, quite good. There's some blatant Jaguar promotion in it, which is entertaining. But
that's one of my favorite things when I'm watching something and I see something that's like so painfully obviously like paid advertisement.
Yeah, it's like watching like a Spider-Man movie and they're all using like Sony Ericssons and shit.
No, like those I don't mind so much because those can be quite subtle because I don't really like pay attention to what kind of phone everyone has. But no, it's the ones where like halfway through it'll cut to like a desk and on the desk there's like a massive ball of code and it's like just that. And you're like, oh,
advertise that. Fucking Ronaldo, is it? Fucking.
Yeah, Ronaldo moved the two Coke bottles, yeah.
So much money gone.
And then Pogba did the exact same thing yesterday, but with instead it was with the Heineken bottle instead of the Coke. Oh
god. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was like Mayweather or something did it first.
Mayweather asked, are they promoting us? Like are they paying us? And he removed it. Ronaldo didn't, from what I saw. He just picked it up and moved it. And that's what cost the company millions.
He said, I think he did it to make a point to his son, because his son, like he's really, I don't know if you guys have seen the interview, but Ronaldo was on stage of, like, all these footballers, and he was talking, and one of them asked him about his son, Ronaldo Jr., and he goes, oh, do you think your son could live up to your expectations? And he fucking says, at the minute, no, because all he does is drink Fanta and 7-Up and all that other shit.
Fair.
Hey. Fucking roasting his own kid on stage.
He put in work, so I feel like if anyone's allowed to roast their kid for drinking like fizzy juice, it would be him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me. When it comes to physique, like, seeing his is like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck, man? That is just unbelievable.
That's all right. Well, so half of that. I mean, not much is going on. Are either of you keeping up with Bad Batch, by the way?
I am not. I haven't even watched it.
I fully gave up on it. I watched like 3 episodes and was just like, all right, well, I've done that. I can't be bothered.
From what I've heard, like, with reviews, it started off good and it's like just average, but I don't know
if that how I feel about it. Yeah,
Naz, have you watched it?
I watched the first episode and I thought it was quite good, but it's just not something that I've actively gone to watch more of.
Yeah.
But maybe once it all comes out, I'll give it a go. It must be coming close to the end, I'd imagine, unless it's like a 24-episode thing. But no. I don't think it is. Yeah,
I mean,
I've...
Even if it is a 24-episode, I mean, this would only be like the 6th one.
Yeah, might as well. I can't think of anything else that's really happened in the world.
Battlefield 6.
Battlefield 6.
Or 2042, I guess they're calling it.
Well, I've not seen any news of that. I'm going to look that up.
What? Yeah, so it comes out in October. It has no campaign. It has 7 huge maps. 128 players on PS5 and the new Xbox. 64 on the last gen. It has dynamic events, so like tornadoes, all that other shit.
Oh, like that's so fucking cool.
It's modern, by the way. It is modern. Like, even though it's set like in 2042, like it is modern, if that makes sense. Like, there's no fucking laser shit.
Yeah, it's realistically modern.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking of Battlefield the other day. Because I Alex, have we ever played that together? Was that cross-plot?
I don't know if it was cross-plot, but I know we have played it together.
Because I was wondering why I haven't played it in forever. Because I really enjoyed that game. Like,
Really enjoyed that game, unless I was playing it with you. And then I hated that game. Because I swear to God, your soul tactic was just annoy me until I didn't want to play.
Yikes.
Primarily by, I would be running and you'd go, I've got a helicopter, get in. And then I'd get in and you would hit, either you would drive into every possible fucking thing on the map and blow us up. Or you would like fly around really hectically, and then you also had a very weird talent for, you would always point me facing away from the people, like away from the enemies, and then you get annoyed because I wasn't shooting them, and I'd be sat there like, I can't see them, they're on the other side of the helicopter, and you're like, they're right there, come on, shoot them, just shoot at them, shoot that. I'm like, mate, they're behind me, I can't fucking see them.
Classic.
Yeah.
Right. That must have been Battlefield 3 or 4 then.
I think so, yeah.
Who am I thinking of if I was playing with Battlefield 5? Oh, George. Must have been George.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's probably not Crossbar then.
No, not much. I think I played the alpha or the beta or whatever one was. That was about it.
I'm looking forward to Battlefield 6 then. So it's out this October, eh?
October 22nd, or if you buy the special edition, you get it on October 15th.
I don't think I'm going to be buying a special edition.
Yeah, I mean, the prices are fucking... Like, they're ridiculous. They make no sense.
When's that Harry Potter game coming out? Are we any closer to that yet?
No, that it was meant to come out this year, and then it got delayed, as well as Gotham Knights, until sometime next year. I'm going to guess September, October-ish next year. That would be my guess, but who knows? It could come out early 2022.
Hogwarts Legacy was the only reason I was going to buy a new gen console.
Yeah.
Yep. But in fairness, you still can't get consoles easily.
I mean, I would rather them delay that game specifically. I couldn't give a shit about Gotham Knights, but that game specifically, because if they release that like this year and the game is shit, like Cyberpunk, nobody's going to fucking play it, you know?
It's just going to completely fall flat on its face if it does that.
If it's going to be online driven with loads of players, you want that shit to be like filled with lobbies of people enjoying it and not fucking glitching.
I'm gonna throw out a controversial opinion here. I know. I think when developing a game, they should wait till it's playable to release it.
Playable or not finished?
I mean,
because technically Cyberpunk is playable, but it's not finished. Playable.
It is not fucking playable. I have seen that game.
Yeah, I've seen it. But you can load it up, you can walk around, and then you play it for about 10 minutes, you'll start falling through the map.
Well, I don't want to say finished, because it's going to be like an MMORPG, which means there's constantly going to be like bugs and stuff like that that are going to happen.
But you're going to get that with any multiplayer game.
Yeah. Well, it's especially for MMORPGs. They're especially bad for it. Because there's so many people, they're constantly new bugs.
Fallout 76 being a prime example of that.
I mean, any MMORPG being a perfect prime example for it.
Put no work into that game with, you know, that's going to sell. That's fucked up.
I think people making games, as long as it's at like somewhat good, like
it's ready when it's ready.
Do you think Hogsmeade is going to be in it? That you can travel to Hogsmeade for some butterbeer?
Yes.
I gotta say, they made sweet shops look real good. It was like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Good.
What if...
What the fuck is that?
Was it a PS1 game? The Quidditch? What if that is a game mode?
That would be fucking good. I'd be going for championships in that.
I still play that game. I still have it, and I still play it on an original Xbox, because that's all you can get it on.
What if they made that a game mode in this Hogwarts Legacy? Like, that would be like...
Then I won't be playing the main storyline. I'll be there at the Quidditch pitch every day. Hey, let's go, boys. Fucking hell.
So do you think that whenever... I'm going to assume that you're going to be creating a character. Do you think that you'll get to pick your house? Or do you think you'll have, like, a sort of survey thing? Like, I know they put the hat on, but, like, you know the way, because it's an MMO, you think you'll just like fill out a few answers and then they'll pick what house you go into?
I want like an in-depth question. Like, you get the choice of either an in-depth one or you can just like fast track it. And I'd be going the in-depth route.
No, I think it should be like, I don't think it should be like a questionnaire sort of thing. I'd assume there's like going to be a bit before you go to Hogwarts.
Like a choices thing. What, like a subtle choices thing.
Yeah, and that, based on your choices and that, it'll give you a house.
What if you're allowed to take a pet or not take a pet? What if that affects it? Like, if you take a pet, you can be in anything but, like, Slytherin. Like, it was just something random like that.
maybe from Slytherin.
They could do so much with that because, like, they could, like, with all the houses, they could have, like, a weekly event and, like, whatever house scores the most. Like, let's say if you have a specific certain set of challenges, whoever does the most challenges or who gets the most score, they could give you, like, a weekly reward of, like, I don't know, coins or XP or some shit.
House points.
Yeah, house points.
There's going to be stuff to buy in this game, isn't there?
Yeah.
More than likely, because it is an MMO, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I assume it will be stuff like...
I mean, to be fair, if like it doesn't mean that it's going to be like ridiculed, because Elder Scrolls Online, like, even though there's a lot of microtransactions, the expansion packs are only really what you need. And they do one every year. But, like, it's like a completely new, you know, it's like a new part of Tamriel that you go to. But with Harry Potter, I don't know what the fuck you would do with that.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, though. I just noticed that Alex has left the call again. Don't know if it's on purpose or not. But I wondered why it went quiet. I was waiting for his input there.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be interesting, though. Fuck.
Yeah, it's one of the games that I'm most anticipated for, because it's like, you know, when was the last time we got a good Harry Potter game, you know?
This is it. This is the comeback that they've been needing, because, like, the fourth game was shite and the Kinetic game was shite. Like, on paper it looked good, but it's just absolute fucking shite. We'll see.
Speaking of movie games, Avatar is getting a movie game. I don't know why I said movie game, but Avatar is getting a game.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's made by Ubisoft, and you get to play as the little blue guys.
Ooh, is it not like a war-based game?
I think it is. I think it is, but there wasn't much there, so it's hard to say.
Have we not talked about that?
No, because it just... whenever Ubisoft was showing it, we already did our show.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, what? It looks good. The Avatar game.
Oh, yeah. You sent me a link about that. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm of two minds.
Yeah, is that why is the exact same. Nobody knows how they feel about it.
I'm excited, but also I still remember the last one.
I'm pretty sure it's going to release before the sequel.
Is it?
I think. I'm not certain. I'm sure. I'm pretty sure that it's releasing before the sequel, which I don't know if it holds any, you know, I don't know if it's going to lead into the sequel or not, but, you know, whatever.
It'd be annoying if there were spoilers in it.
Yeah.
I'd imagine it's just like a complete spin. What I imagine the Harry Potter one's going to be, where it actually has no effect or any spoilers from anything.
I mean, to be fair, I wouldn't be annoyed if the Harry Potter thing had any spoilers, because, you know, like, super old franchise now.
Yeah, fair.
Also, it's set, like, I think during Dumbledore's time, at least.
1800s.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure he's as cool at that point.
Yeah, because I think we talked about it'd be cool if you could meet Dumbledore as a kid.
Yeah.
You just blew the shit out of him.
That would be amazing. That would be good. I'm trying to remember exactly when it is. But yeah, I know it's Yeah. I just realized that also means his older brother Aberforth will be in school.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wouldn't their story essentially happen during that? With his sister and everything.
No, that happens afterwards. Yeah, that's after he leaves Hogwarts. Because he leaves Hogwarts and he's told he has to take care of his sister Ariana, which he doesn't take exactly kindly to. And then Grindelwald shows up and then spells start flying between him, his brother, and Grindelwald. And then one of them hits her, which most people actually think it's Dumbledore's spell, and he knows it was his spell that hit her, but nobody ever owned up to it. And that's why he spends like the rest of his life trying to guide and like help everyone else, because he feels so like remorseful and bad about what happened with his sister.
I think at the end of the day, it just shows Dumbledore is a complete asshole.
How's he an asshole?
He's raising Harry for the slaughter.
In
the first set of movies.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not going to say most people, but most, like, I've seen have the headcanon of, yeah, Dumbledore is actually kind of a fucking shitty person.
Yeah.
Like, he's portrayed as this, yeah, like, grandfather, great guy, but if you really put some thought into it, a lot of his actions don't make sense, and they're kind of shady. Like, the first year... Why does he take a broomstick to go to the ministry? Flu powder exists. Also, he can operate. He's the only person in Hogwarts who could operate there and back. But, you know, he chose the slowest possible method he could have.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's people have pointed out a lot of things that don't really make sense. What else was there? Oh, yeah, the fact that it's openly stated that Dumbledore did the Fiddler's Charm to hide Harry's parents. I'm pretty sure it's stated that Dumbledore did that charm anyways. So surely he would know who the Secret Keeper was.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Oh, yeah, you would have to know.
There's just, like, a lot of stuff that are a bit questionable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, everyone's just come to the agreement of Dumbledore, secretly terrible human.
Not a nice guy.
I think the like most popular opinion is that he fell out with the reason for his falling out with Grindelwald is because Grindelwald wanted to rule with power, whereas he wanted to rule with manipulation.
Which just shows he's a shitty person.
I mean, that's not canon, but I think that's what, like, there's a lot of people who have the head canon of that. That he thought using, like, brute strength wasn't the way to do it, because then there's always going to be people who, like, fight against you. As shown with Grindelwald and with Voldemort. And then, whereas his tactic was more, like, manipulative. Makes himself seem like this great guy, and he's already a very powerful dude. So people just naturally look towards him.
Yeah.
No, but that's what people think. To a word on the grapevine there. No, I am buzzing for Legacy though. That's gonna be a dope game. I think heist points are gonna be a big thing in it. I think that's gonna be currency, like our currency. I assume galleons and that.
Maybe how many house points you contribute says how many free galleons you get for the week.
Well, I think what I'm thinking is, like, if your house wins the house cup, you'll get, like, X rewards.
Yeah.
I hope, like, Quidditch and that are all a thing, because I'm assuming that'll be a way to gain points. I don't know, but it's going to be dope. It has to be dope.
I hope so. I mean, it's been delayed it's getting more time to be perfected. I don't see why it would be bad, but I mean, there could be a lot of things that just rub people the wrong way, you know? They could be selling like a fucking wand for like 20 quid that's just blue, you know? That type of shit.
No, I assume what they're going to do is, yeah, they'll sell like specific character wands.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to get like the Elder Wand or Harry's Wand or Voldemort's Wand, etc. If you spend the dough. I am a little annoyed at you, Keelan, for saying that it'd be cool if they put Quidditch World Cup into that game, because now I really want that, and I don't think...
I'm sorry for getting your fucking hopes up in case it's not there.
No, you've not even gotten my hopes up. It's just I desperately need that to be in the game, and I just know it's not, which really bums me out. if it is, that's going to be dope. I will fucking love every part of that game. I don't care if the rest of the game is shit. If that part's good, it's going to get a 10 out of 10 for me. I fucking love that game. That's like one of my only tweets ever. Is I think it was EA that made it. I tweeted at them and was like, remake this game. Do it. The dope game. I fucking love it. So long to get Bulgaria as well. Their bullshit fucking special attack. Their like the special move where you get like 6 points.
Fuck's sake.
It's a dope game. I love that game.
Have you unlocked Bulgaria yet?
Yeah.
Nice.
I just said that, yes.
Oh, I be honest, I was completely zoned out.
I know, because I literally said I spent ages getting the 50 cards you needed to get Bulgaria.
How'd you get the cards?
So you have to do like different things. So, for example, winning, completing each of the challenges, so like the Seeker, Beater, Keeper, and Chasers, you've got different like things you've got to do for them. And then there's also like winning the Quidditch World Cup as different teams, winning the House Cup, that's all for house teams, that sort of thing.
And what are the chances you're the only person in the world that's unlocked Bulgaria? After, well, you're definitely the first person to unlock it within the last 5 years, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, 100. I don't know. Maybe.
That game, good game to stream.
I love that game. Although Bulgaria is a bit hacked.
We're sold.
Because of their special, they're a bit hacked. I think with their special, you score 3 points. Like you score 3 goals. 30 points. If I'm like off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure you throw it through, they kick it back through, and then someone else kicks it through again. So you get like a shit ton of points just for like one quick move. But no, dope game. I'm pretty sure I still firmly believe that the map of Rocket League is based off of the Quidditch map.
I couldn't hear any of that.
I'm saying I still firmly believe that one map on the Rocket League is based off the Quidditch one.
Maybe.
You know, the grass and stone one.
Yeah. That's very possible.
You cannot tell me otherwise. I firmly believe it. They're too similar. It can't be.
I don't know. Maybe a lot of inspiration came from it.
I mean, I need this game in my life. Yesterday.
Yeah. Anything else happening exciting in the world?
Yeah, Batman's in a lot of shit right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, is this because he doesn't go down on girls?
Yep. And Zack Snyder. And Zack Snyder Yeah, so a lot of people are triggered because in one of the comics, he goes down on Catwoman. And I think it's DC, and DC are like, nah. And then Zack Snyder tweeted a picture of him going down. not him, but he tweeted a picture of Batman going down on Catwoman saying, canon.
So many questions. One, why is this a thing? For like what is arguably a kid's comic book, why is this even like a debate?
I don't know.
Why do people give a shit?
Because people like to complain, Alex. It's the Twitter sphere, man.
It's a fucking cesspit is what it is.
Yeah, that's fair. So where did it start that he doesn't go down on? Like, where is that coming from?
Just DC, I think.
Yeah, I think it's... No, I think it was...
Like,
I'm not sure where it came from, right? But I think it came from people that make the comics, and then DC were like, nah, that isn't it, fam. And then so they put out a statement saying Batman does not go down on people.
So wait, the creators of the comics, or the current creators of the comics, made a statement being like, yeah, he doesn't go down on people. And then DC in general as a whole was like, that is false.
I really don't know. I'm reading the aftermath of what happened.
If that is how it happened, I want to know, A, why did they think they needed to come out with that statement? Like, were they being bombarded by this question daily? That they were just like, we need to tell them. Like, they need to know. I'm fed up of being asked if he goes down. Or were they just, like, chilling? They're like, this would be funny.
Fuck knows, man. Don't know which executive thought would be smart to go down this route.
It makes no fucking sense. That is the weirdest fucking statement I've ever heard.
Yeah, I really don't know why. But everyone is like really going hard on the anime or the hentai stuff with Batman. Like, they're really going hard. They're like drawing him and Catwoman really going for it, and they're all like tweeting at DC and shit. They're tagging like fucking, I don't know why they're doing this.
I mean, no, that's fair. I think that's joked. That, yeah.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious because they're getting banned. Yeah. They're getting blocked by
worth it
by DC.
I'm sorry. Worth it.
It was like trending. It was like fucking trending, and I was just watching it unfold, and I'm like, you know what? This is entertaining.
If I had any talent in art, I would 100% be doing that take. And then I would post on the rest of my life being like, yeah, I got blocked and banned by DC because I sent them a picture of Batman going down on someone.
That's like the first thing on your CV. Like, fuck your name, your date of birth. Fucking, I got blocked by DC by sharing a Batman going down on Catwoman.
I'd go to bars and just like chat random people up just to tell them that fact. That'd be my opening line. You walk up to a girl and just be like, hey girl, banned by DC because I sent them some anime porn of Batman going down on a girl.
People are weird.
Yeah, people are fucking batshit. I'm so confused. Like, that's so weird. What the fuck? I get so many. I really need to know how that started, because like, it just
honestly, it has something to do with one of the comics, and then people were referring to one of the animated shows where Nightwing tries to get it on with, or Harley Quinn, sorry, tries to get it on with Nightwing, And Nightwing's like, oh, what is this? So people are like referring to like, oh, this isn't the first time that this type of shit's happened. And then DC are turning a blind eye to it, and everyone's getting really, they're making a big thing out of nothing. Like it really is nothing. Like, it really doesn't matter. But people like to complain. People like to stir shit. So that's why it is what it is.
The fact that that's like an actual statement from DC now being like, on where, yeah, there's an official statement on if Batman will go down on someone or not.
Yeah.
Like, really, that's the issue people have, right? Like, that's, of all the things he's done, that's the problem they have.
Wow, Keely.
Like, yeah, cool. He's the, you know, mentally disabled people, but will he go down on a bitch? Because if not, I have issues.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I feel like we're going to see that in the in the new Batman movie. We're going to see him go down and fucking Catwoman or some shit now. Fuck. Just to please fans.
Oh, shit. This is a weird segue, actually. I saw a post recently. I can't even remember what it was on. But it was something about, like, it's something to do with, like, whatever was at the top of the box office when you were 10. It's something about you in life or whatever. And Dark Knight was in box office when I was 10.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was curious, so I looked it up. Yeah, Dark Knight.
Wait. So that was 2008. I would have been 7.
Yeah.
I would have been 7.
That was the number one box office when I was 10. Which, I'll be honest, I didn't realize and made me feel way older than I am.
It's a good question.
I remember it coming out. Like, I definitely remember it coming out. And I just, yeah. It just made me feel old. Because I was like, was it that long ago? Has it been 13 years?
My 10th, or when I was 10, it was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Oh my god.
How have I missed this?
You just search top.
I just searched the number one box office 2011.
Yeah.
Oh.
I did pretty much
exactly. Transformers Dark of the Moon was a solid second, and Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1 was third.
I can't remember what else was in the movies for me. I think it was like another superhero movie.
When I was born, box office was Titanic.
Oh my god! Be
surprised.
I'm the same.
When I was born, it was fucking Harry Potter 1.
Oh my god. So the first 10 years of your life were Harry Potter.
Yep.
What time to be alive.
Yeah,
I'm 20 this year, so I wonder what's going to be that. What's going to break that? I mean, there's literally no good movies this year that I've seen. I wonder what that's going to be. Who knows?
I can't even think of what's been released.
I mean, I know movies that have been released, but I wouldn't say they're box office smashers like A Quiet Place 2, Cruella, Ray of the Last Dragon, was Mulan this year? Black Widow, you know, there's those movies, but I wouldn't say they're box office, you know.
Is Black Widow still this year? I thought it got pushed to next year.
No, Black Widow's coming out next month, if you want to pay $24.99 on Premier Access, or you can watch it for free in October.
Yep.
Damn, we were 10 years old, Alex, when Iron Man came out. May 4th, 2008.
Yeah, I knew it was another superhero movie.
Fuck me. Yeah. Damn. Then the Dark Knight dominates from July 2008. Like, dominates hard.
Yeah.
Right through to August. But Tropic Thunder did a decent scrub of August 2008.
Was Tropic Thunder as well?
Yeah. Also, the year of Twilight.
Yeah.
It's really funny because Quantum of Solace comes out November 16th to box office hit, then Twilight like 5 days later. that's gotta hurt.
Wait, so is Avengers Endgame number one still right now as number one? Okay, I really don't know. That's why I was asking.
Won't be. Do you mean like highest ever grossing or?
Yeah, of all time.
Yeah.
Is it still Endgame? Okay.
Yeah. That won't be beat till Avatar 2.
Do you think Avatar 2 will be up there?
I think so, yeah. If not for the fact that, like, it's been so long that people are just going to go see it because, like, how long it's been. But I think just for the meme of having Avatar as, like, the number one again. Because I know that's why I plan on going. I want it to hit number one just for the jokes of, like, Avengers, they had their like 5 seconds of fame. Getting Avatar back in there. Cause how long was it, number one?
Fucking years.
Gosh, can't even remember.
Yeah, like fucking ages.
James Cameron just hits them. Like he hits hard.
I just googled it. How the fuck is The Force Awakens number four on that list?
That's just people anticipating it, I think.
That makes sense, yeah.
And then they watched it and they're like, oh.
Because I think that's going to be partially why Avatar does so well. Because it's been so long. I think it's going to be a lot of people who are like, oh shit, yes. Finally. I hope it's good. It better be good.
I mean, agreed. I'm looking.
Do you know what it's about?
No idea. Is it not just a continuation of the story of whatever his name is, Jake Sully?
Jake Sully.
I've seen that movie twice, and it's coming up to 10 years since I've last watched it.
Jesus. Yeah. I think I watched it last year at some point.
See, it's on nothing for me to watch. Like, it's not on Netflix, not on Disney Plus, not on fucking Amazon Prime. It's not like I can, like, get easy access to it, you know?
Maybe I didn't watch it then. I feel like I remember. No, I definitely watched it recently. It must have been on one of those, because I watched it recently. Like, within the last year.
It might have been on Netflix, and then Netflix might have took it off. They might have done that scenario.
Maybe, yeah.
They do that a lot.
Yeah.
Some of the shit that I had in fucking my watch list are fucking gone.
No, that reminds me, Human, I don't even have Netflix anymore because Sam has canceled that too. So I'm now paying for Amazon Prime and Disney Plus, and they've both canceled theirs.
Oof.
Yeah. It started off, mother was buying Prime, my sister was buying Netflix, and I was paying for Disney. And yeah, they both cancelled theirs, and I was like, well, I was watching shit on those, so I guess I'm paying those too now.
Yikes.
I mean,
the only one I pay for is, well, the only one that I paid for is Disney Plus.
I've paid for all point or another. Disney, I think it's like a year or two now. I've been paying for it. I'm about to watch Invincible because you guys kept talking about it, and I was like, I feel like I have to watch it. And then Netflix, I paid for like 6 months because my partner at the time. There's like a month where she was just going to cancel it because she couldn't afford it. And I was like, don't be stupid. I'll just pay for it. I'll pay for this month. So I put in my bank details.
Rookie mistake.
Well, no, right. The issue is we just forgot about it. So it was like 6 months later. I can't remember what I was doing. I was doing something on my banking app. And as I was doing something, money came out of my account. And I was like, how the fuck's that happened? I'm sat in my room. The fuck? And she was next to me at the time. She was like, oh, what? And it's like, I don't know. I just lost money somehow. I don't know how the fuck. Because I didn't have any, like, subscriptions at the time. So it made no sense. And then, yeah, I clicked on it. And I was like, oh, it's Netflix. And she immediately felt fucking awful about it. She's like, oh, my God, I'll pay you back. And I was like, no, that's cool. I'm not that fast. I was real confused.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I paid for that for, like, 6 months without using it.
Yeah, so Avatar is on Disney Plus. I just found out. What the fuck?
There you go. That's how I watched it.
So, Avatar 2, Premier Access will be about 50 quid.
Ah, come on. It'll be like 70.
No, mate, fucking put that up to 100. That's nothing.
You know what? 2. Why not 2?
It's fucking bullshit. Like, I get it, but I don't get it at the same time because I'm already paying for your service. Like,
what the fuck? I don't get it at all. Yeah, I'm sorry.
HBO Max did all of their shit free. Like, they did Mortal Kombat, they did Wonder Woman, they did all that shit free if you just were subscribed. So I don't know why the fuck Disney of all people couldn't do it.
It's the same with, like, Prime, though. It annoys me that I pay for Amazon Prime and then like 90% of the stuff they have on there, they're like, ah, but you can't watch that. You got to pay for that. Why am I paying for your Prime then? Isn't that the point of it?
It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. It also annoys me that they'll like tease you. They'll give you like the first season free and then you get to season 2 and you're like, oh, dope. They'll be like, you got to pay for the rest. That'll be 60 quid, please. And I'm like, the show came out 20 years ago. What do you mean 60 quid?
Yeah, I had that with, I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. It's called The Band of Brothers. They had like, on Amazon Prime, they had the first episode for free and I watched it. And I was just automatically, it was going automatically into episode 2. I was like, oh, cool. And it's like, oh yeah, buy the box set for like 30 quid. I'm like, nah, fam, what the fuck?
That's what it did to me, and I was just like, what the fuck? I can't even remember what show it was, but it was like an old show. Like, it's not even been on TV for like 10 years. That's how old it is.
Fucking yikes.
Yeah, like, not even just reruns. Like, not even reruns are showing anymore. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll watch this. And then, yeah, it was like the first season, and it got to season 2, and it was like, psych! I just found a dog.
It is dog.
And I so no, am I walking and there's like a dog here. It's got
fuck.
I'm pretty sure this is the same dog I found last night. Come on. I'm willing to bet it is.
What?
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
I can see their house. Come on. This way. Yeah. Come on. On you go.
So, Naz.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't put a bet on the Euros.
I did not. I did not accidentally bet a year in advance on them. So
you were telling me off the podcast that you were planning a bet or something.
I would like to bet. I'm too broke to bet right now, but I'd have liked to put a bet on Scotland, just as my own sign is patriotism right there. It's like there you go. That's how much I believe in you. But I was speaking to my manager. I think it was my manager anyways. We were talking about if you ever bet, you should always bet for the opposite team because that way, no matter what, you've paid for a good show. And I was like, I can respect that.
Nah.
But I still want to bet for my team.
Tell your manager he's a fucking idiot.
Well, at worst, you lose a little bit of money.
Otherwise,
where the fuck is the moral team support there? Oh, yeah. United are playing, but I'm going to fucking, you know, bet that Liverpool are going to win. Like, what the fuck?
Funnily enough, he's a Liverpool Puddleian fan. Is that what they're called? Puddleian? I think it is.
Liverpudlian. Is that what they're called? That's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, Liverpudlian.
That's the first time I've heard that. Holy shit.
No, so the advice I heard was you should never vote on, like, the people you're backing. Like, you should never vote on the game of, like, the team you're backing. Because then you get too emotionally invested in it.
I mean, I do bet, but not on my team.
The advice I was told was, yeah, you should always, like, bet on, like, games that you'll watch, but you're not, like, too interested or invested in. Because that way, if you lose the money, it's not a big deal. You don't like, you're not emotionally invested, so you won't care as much. And
it's like you're
less likely to get, like, hooked on it. Whereas, like, if it's your team, you're more likely to be like, ah, they'll win this one.
I find it crazy, people with gambling addictions. Like, I don't know, like how the fuck do you get caught up in that shit? It's fucking crazy.
I get it. I personally don't have that issue, but I do get why people do. Because it's like that thrill of, like, when you win 20 quid or whatever, of being like, fuck yes. And then you bet again. You lose it, you lose it, and you lose it. And then you get another 20 quid and you're like, fuck yes. So I do understand it. I just personally, I don't have that issue.
I'd like to think that you don't have an addictive personality. That's what I would say personally, but, you know, other people might say different.
I don't think I do.
Really. I don't think I've got an addictive thing. I don't think there's anything, like, I couldn't just be like, not bend that off.
Okay, choose something random and try it. Choose something that you know you normally do consistently and try it.
I don't know.
Sleep.
That's my issue. I don't have anything I consistently do other than, like, work. And as much as I'd love to bin that off, can't.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I just feel like there's nothing, yeah. But I'm like, I gotta have that.
I'm addicted to reading right now. And I know I'm addicted because
I mean, I'll get to, like, it's a bad thing.
Well, it is because, like, it'll be midnight and I'll be like, I needed to go to sleep 2 hours ago, but I'm still here. One more chapter. And then the next thing I know is fucking 4:30 a.m. The sun is up and I'm like, fuck. I've got work in 3 hours. So it's got its pros and cons.
That's a very weird.
I have a question about you and your writing. When you're writing a character, do you come up with the name first, or do you come up with the character first?
The name. Well, when I write, I just write. I don't plan, which is probably my downfall.
We can tell. It's okay.
But yeah, I would say that the name normally comes first for me. Like, but I do have, like, an idea of what I want the character to be like in the whatever chapter it's like. So maybe technically, yeah. I come up with a character first. Yeah, I come up with a character first, I think, just by technicality. But coming up with a name's the hardest part, I think.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right. You don't want just basic. You don't want the names to feel basic to you. But, like, when I was writing my main story, and I chose Noah, I just thought it still feels basic to me. It just doesn't feel good.
The only Noah I think of is like Noah's Ark.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Exactly. I was going to say that.
But I do quite like the name Noah. It's a good name.
I want a Narayan yawn counter for this podcast, because the amount of times you've yawned is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Fucking tired.
Fair.
I think it'd be at like 6 or 7 right now. That I can consciously remember.
Fair enough.
Which is really strange. I got a good long sleep last night. I think I fell asleep at like 1 and I woke up at 11. It was a decent chunk of time. I've got to help Daniel's mum tomorrow. She's stuck with her phone.
Again?
Yeah. Oh, it's a new phone that she's got and she doesn't know how to transfer photos across. But she was messaging me about it and I kept on meaning to reply, but I never did.
You pulled an ass.
Yeah, it got to like the 4th day, and I was like, I feel really bad that I haven't replied yet. So I did a whole screenshot process of what she needed to do, and then I highlighted it. I went in, I edited it, and I highlighted it. I put a pen mark around it, wrote, click here, do this, do that. Sent the list to her, and I got back, still can't do it. I was like, fuck. All right. So she messaged me asking if I was free this evening. And I was like, no, I've got plans, I'm sorry.
I've got work.
Well, in my head, I was like, I don't have anything to do today. But I just want to laze around and not do anything.
Yeah.
And then I remembered the podcast. I was like, well, technically, I do have plans. It's just, you know.
Ooh, busy, that 1 hour and a half.
That's a long hour and a half.
You make it sound like it's a chore.
I think I'm worried that it's turning into a chore for me now.
Is it?
I think I'm worried I've got that feeling. It's the same when I was writing. It just has that little bit of worry that I think I'm burning out on it.
There are some days where like I'll be chilling or like I'm tired after work or whatever and I'll be lying in bed. And then my phone starts ringing, and I'm just like,
here we go.
Fine. And I have to get up and, like, get myself sorted and, like, situated.
I think we should record another debating one. And then release that and take a break for a week, because, my God. I think I'm at 9 yawns now, guys. I really don't know.
I was going to say, like, I think you need some sleep.
So, fun fact, I just saw someone I work with, and I straight up just turned the other way.
Nice. Was it friend X?
No. No, it's like, I can't be bothered with this conversation. Nope.
So, I had a dream. I haven't told anyone this dream yet, but it's about friend X. It was just a repeat of a dream that I've told you guys about, where I was out, I think I was shopping or something, and it was with Alex, and friend X came along, and he just kept on fucking bothering me, going, I just want to speak to you, I just want to talk to you, I just want to speak to you. That sounds like something probably happened. Yeah. I just couldn't deal. I couldn't be bothered with it. I was so done.
The worst thing is you wake up from that dream and you feel just as tired.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck me, man. I didn't even get rest. So, Keelan, where can people go to tell us how many times I've yawned during this podcast?
Episode 3, because some fucker stole episode 1.
And Alex, if anybody wants to support us, where can they do that?
They can go to our Patreon.
That counts as a yawn, by the way.
Yeah, bastards. We'll see you next Saturday at 12 o'clock, just the usual time, guys. See you soon.